What's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. It is your boy Sweet. So, the homie Lecrae dropped a new song and a video with John Legend. It's gonna be an interesting day, man. I already listened to it. It's dope. We're going to dive into this. And man, Lecrae and John Legend, perfect combination. We're gonna see what the message is, right? And if it's anything like it, his album is called Restoration, right? So this is probably him talking about everything that he's been going through mentally, physically, spiritually, all that, feeling probably drained, right? Seeking God to get that restoration back, right? That's what I could only assume. Let's go ahead and jump into this. Yeah, but we're going to jump into this. This is Drown by Lecrae and John Legend. Legend's powerful voice right away, right when the song starts. But I like that he's like, I'm looking to you, like I'm asking, like, can you help me now, right? Cause you're my final breath before I drown. Ooh, you're my final breath before I drown. Ooh. That speaks volumes in so many levels, right? Crying to God right before, like, you're just done, man. I'm drowning, lost in this world. Sweat is all around me, deep in the darkness, where it's heartless. I don't know if I can make it, I'll be honest. I'm fading, trapped and I feel like it ain't no escaping. Down to the bottom, all these problems got me drinking my... All these problems got me drinking... like drowning in sin, drowning in pain, misery, stress, all this, right? Shoot, 2020 for everybody has been stressful, right? Different ways, similar ways, right? I could attest to that. Like I felt drowned this year for sure. Drown in this bottle, lost drama, got me thinking. If I had one call, would you resurrect? Or would you take back all of your promises? Cause I don't know who to turn to or who to trust. I don't know who to turn to or who to trust. So tell me that you never let me down. Down. Cause you're man. I prayed this prayer before, like, God, please don't let me down. Like, please, you are my last breath before I drown. Like, please, like, I just can't take it no more, right? When stress has, like, really gotten to you, really impacted, really hurt you, right? All this. I know how it feels, right? And when all this stress, all this pain, all of it hits you, you don't know what to do, right? I've had this. I pretty much almost threw away everything I built for things that were going good. I almost threw it all away just to go back, right? And when I chose not to, and then all this, and then what seemed like bad thing after bad thing keeps happening, and you keep praying to God, and then he just says, hey, those all failed because I had this plan for you. It is okay. I am holding you now. Come to me. I will carry you. Right? That's the powerful part about that. We feel like we're down and out. We feel like we're done, and God just comes and swoops us up. He's like, hey, You need me more than ever now. Please rely on me. Man. Save me, I've been over my head lately. I remember saying that many times when I went to do what I wanted to do, when I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do me, right? And then it's like, never mind, like, God, please help me. I'm way over my head. I took on too much. I made so many stupid mistakes. Now, here I am. Begging for your forgiveness. Begging for your love. Like, please, God. Please save me once again, right? We've all been there. Off the deep end, heartache took my breath away. Now I'm barely breathing now. I'm hoping, cause this the only thing that keeps me sober. I feel like I'm losing it, like what am I doing here? I need you to bail me out, I need you to pull me in. If I had one call, would you answer it? Or would you take back all of your promises? Cause I don't know who to turn to or who to trust. I don't know who to turn to or who to trust. So tell me before it's too late. Let's dive into this, man. Right? So, last video, we talk about life's a mess. We talk about how life is a mess, finding that special someone, right? And then now we come to this. We're in that mess. Everything's going wrong. You lost your significant other. You lost your parent, your grandma, whoever it is. Lost your job. Lost your best friend. Lost your whatever it is, right? We're all going through something. We feel like we're out. We feel like there's no hope. There's nothing that could save us. There's none of that, right? And then we go and we're like, God, save me, right? It's like, God, like, man, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do no more. Like, I'm throwing it all to you. Please rescue me, right? And it's like, cast all your burdens onto God. And he will help you. He will take care of you. He will carry you, right? All of that. Which is practically what he's done in my life many, 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 many times. And what does that mean? When I think things are going wrong, when I think I can't get past something or past someone, whatever it is, God opens my eyes, he gives me all these blessings, he reassures me, he's like, hey, it's okay, right? And I wrestled with that weeks ago, and I was like, man, everything's just going wrong. Like, it's probably my fault. It's my fault. And then when another thing hit me, and I lost my job at Dollar Tree over something stupid, I prayed and I told myself, like, there's no need to be mad or upset or sad about this. There's some options right now at your disposal. God's got you right now. And I trusted him. I'm at a new job. I'm in a happy place. I like my job. All the shade that was thrown at me and saying, oh, you deserve the worst, you're a piece of whatever, it don't compare to nothing now. It's overshadowed by all the greatness and the blessings of God and everything that he's shown me and everything. So what I'm saying right now is, do you feel like everything is crumbling around? Do you feel like there's nothing good in your life? I feel like that too. And sometimes, like, you gotta just pray. Surround yourself with some people that are gonna love you and take care of you and everything. And I understand. I do. Right? And it's gonna be hard. You need to find some people to encourage you, to check in on you, fellowship with. Right? Brothers and sisters in arms. Right? You need that community. So, life may be a mess. Sometimes you just need the SOS signal. You just need to say, save me. Please, I need you. And then, he'll do the rest. He'll take care of you. Keep that motivation. Remember, these reaction videos is to motivate, right? And still be entertaining at the same time. I want this to inspire you to be who you need to be. If you need to get rid of people, get rid of people. If you need to rely on God a little bit more, rely on God. If you just need to have more positive mindset, get a positive mindset, right? This is for you. And I just want to say, you are important to somebody on this earth. Don't think you are anything less than, right? I've had my past. I'll always have love for people that have been in my past. I'll always love them. No matter what they've done to me, I wish them the best. You know, so sometimes you just need to put your trust in God and let him do his thing. If he brings people into your life, brings people back into your life, takes people out of your life, it's because there's a purpose to that. Like I said in the last one, if you ain't subscribed, subscribe just for the motivation, for the love and inspiration. If you know anyone else that needs this, send them my way. That's my purpose in life, is to live in a positive mindset, spread that positivity, spread love, peace, motivation, and inspiration. See you next time. Salute.